From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 521, intended for broadcast September 13th through the next time we produce one. I'm joined telephonically by Dr. Jerry Plummer this time. Doc, how are you?
Things are good, Brady. I guess this will run us out toward the end of the month or something like that. Hey, I'm just thinking, I don't have it in front of me, but next month is when we do another set of the time changes and stuff, I believe, isn't it? Sometime next month?
I think the next time change that will affect us here in the state of Tennessee in the United States is going to be early November, but as far as the B-19 schedule, I think we're going to be in good shape with what we've got through roughly October the 27th.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah.
So
that's coming up. That means we're going to have colder weather coming on.
No. Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? Because it is hot in Nashville and it's not really letting up at all.
No. It's in Fahrenheit terms, it's like 95, 97 degrees every day. It dries a bone, too.
Dries a bone, for real. We had one storm the other day that affected some local areas, but I think everybody's pretty dry. The grass around here at WWCR is turning brown. And September.
Is he still mowing the field? Or
there's one or two spots that need to be mowed, but the rest of it, really, because of the heat, we're just avoiding it for now. It just seems too hot out there to be safe. Especially, there's one spot that needs to be mowed where you can't see the person from the building who's mowing. And that just gives me cause for concern.
That's a little bit dangerous. Yeah, that is. Yeah. And you're right. Even today, there's a weather warning out, you know, that if you're going to be outside working because of the extreme heat, several things you got to be careful about. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
But I think it's okay. I think the next time around, as Alan pointed out, at least it's going to be nice. And hopefully some fall. I'm noticing leaves falling off of trees and the, you know, the grass is starting to die, and I don't know how that's possible except maybe lack of moisture.
Yeah, but I see leaves coming off too, and you think about it, football's already started, so I mean we're headed that way.
Yeah, a couple of teams are too deep into the season, I believe.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I mentioned September 13 through, we'll try to do one in a couple of weeks. We're joined up telephonically due to several things that just are things that go on. One thing for sure, you were on a very calm night. I guess a dead branch just fell off over by your house and just ripped the power right off of your house.
I sure did. Boy, so, I was without power, without internet.
No internet, no nothing except for what you could get out of your phone. And I remember when you told me that, I thought, this is a terrible time. It was something like 99 degrees that day.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I've got a bunch of shortwave radios and plenty of batteries, because I had them going. You don't have to worry about social media if you got shortwave.
There you go. You know everything you need to know.
That's right. I had WWCR going on several of them the whole time period. All you do is just change out batteries, you know. NES wasn't going to stop that.
No, but I will say NES keeps WWCR on the air, and they, I believe, did you right. I think they were out there fairly late at night when it was all ready to be rehooked and did that.
I had less than 30-hour time difference from start to finish. It was done quick enough that I didn't lose any of the contents of my big freezer. But they did good. They did what they were supposed to do. And I know, as you say, they've always treated us right at WWCR. They'll hop right out there if there's trouble.
They have. And just to clarify that, because I am such a fan of NES, at least I have every reason to be as of right now. You weren't waiting on the NES to fix it. You had to get a independent electrician to deal with your house before they could rehook it.
Yeah, could have had it done within about 2 or 3 hours of when it occurred, but I had to get the whole box that was attached to the house. That's not owned by the electric service, so I had to replace it. So I had to get an individual electrician just to replace it before I could contact them.
Mm-hmm.
But it all worked out well, and everything's good. So and it was interesting, because I for about a day and a half, I remembered how it was before you had internet, and in some ways it was pretty good.
That's a good point.
you know how it is at work. The phones are ringing off the wall, emails are hammering in all the time. It gets quiet when all of a sudden you don't have a telephone or the internet.
Yeah. Some days we could all use a break from the internet, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, I think you're right.
We do have a couple of interesting topics in the world of reception to bring up, and I know that we had talked last about the HFCC. The HFCC, I believe, Doc, went well, and I think that we're on track to have a very similar B season as compared to last year, except maybe I think we've talked about removing a couple of short steps in there, but we're going to go over that roughly October the 1st
and get
that all lined up. That's a process that you and I go through several times before we post it, because between you and I, we try to figure out if one or the other has made a mistake, and then we try to figure out if there's been a mistake made at the point of data entry. And sometimes there's you making a mistake, me make a mistake, and then a mistake at the point of data entry as well. So,
the only way really to check it is for you and I to go through it line by line. I believe it was a year ago that we found out that every one of our entries was off by an hour or something like that.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yeah, and having that, I looked up to what we sent. Look at that. That's a key in error, data entry error all the way through. But if we hadn't checked it, we would have been wrong on every one of them. But I think you're right. You know, we'll talk about it more as we get a little further along. But we cemented all that stuff and tied it down pretty good at HFCC. And now it'd be up to me and you to just go through it and make sure we got our ducks in a row.
Yeah, we'll get that done, and we'll pass along that information as it comes.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I wanted to move on to a really great listener letter, and I know that you got it too. I wonder, because this is from China, and I'm going to be very careful to not disclose anything. It was sent to undisclosed recipients. There's no links here. There's nothing really to cause a person to be paranoid about the content, if it's something that's going to cause a virus. I think this is legit, Doc.
Yeah, I believe it is, too. I looked at it the same way, and I thought, well, I'm going to try it, you know, and just see.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay. It may be reflective of what some of these folks have to do in China to get mail outside somehow.
Maybe because like the name doesn't spell any name that we would recognize. It could be a conversion from a Chinese name. I don't know. But it's sent to undisclosed recipients, and the date was the 4th of June, 2019. The frequency was 15825 and 1315 UT. Doc, help me out with that. What would that be here local time, to give me some context?
It'd be like 9 o'clock.
So like 9 a.m. local. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be, you know, 4th of June. These are some long days in the U.S., and really, you know, that bell curve that stretches across the world, it's going to be more daylight than darkness. So this is very believable to me. 15825 was heard in, it looks like, Saiping City. Do you have any idea if I'm saying that right?
I don't really know where that is. I kind of thought that it was somewhere near Beijing, but then again, I'm not sure. Jilin province, it says, you know.
Mm-hmm. I see that. So
I tend to believe that this thing is real.
Yeah,
know?
With a Senpo of 35453.
That's definitely listenable.
15825 into China. So I will do my best. If this person is able to hear us by stream again on 15825. That's a good find. That's something, if I was DX in the dial, I'd be pleased to have found that. This person that I will try my best to get a QSL card to you, but all we can do is wish for the best, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've got a full-blown address. We can send it over there.
I question sometimes, you know, not the U.S. Postal Service so much as once it gets outside the U.S.,
but you know what? It may work, though, because I know that over the last 3 or 4 months, I've ordered stuff off Amazon, and it was shipped directly parcel post out of China. Now, it took it about 3 weeks, but it got here. And I bet it'll get there, but it may take it 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, that's my hope. That is definitely my hope. In the time that we have left, too, I want to switch over to some other reception information.
Sure.
That is, it relates to our frequency 6115. 6115 kilohertz or 6.115 megahertz.
Yep.
And this is VORW International. And this gentleman, whose name we typically don't mention, it's on the internet, and, as you know, just it's a courtesy to him.
You can find it, yeah.
He doesn't want it out there. But the host of VORW Radio International furnishes us weekly with a huge amount of great reception reports. And one of them in this past week came from Croatia. And I wanted you to talk a little bit, Doc, in the next couple of minutes or so that we have left about why that's significant.
Well, I think it's significant for several reasons. We've been thinking that 6115 ought to be a clear channel in there. But this same person that's been able to give you so many monitoring reports also uncovered the fact that for 1 hour, the BBC was stepping all over us in Europe, you know, from London all the way over to Croatia, headed toward Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after we'd got two complaints about it from your monitor, from your guys' monitors, that prompted us to go to HFCC, and I contacted our friends that that keep up with the BBC frequencies. And even though there's a lot of paperwork that they got to go through, they did agree to move off of it. And it's interesting because the maps that you go by don't show it as being a collision. But
no.
Your monitors heard
no,
it so
it was something.
That,
it was something
we
that I think.
And when we sent the letter to the BBC guys, they said, well, yeah, I mean, maybe it's not supposed to be a problem, but it is, so we'll move.
Yeah, that was great. There was something I wanted to mention there, a couple of things. One is that we had well more than two, thanks to VORW. I think we had a couple of those initially from Europe, and we said, we need more. We really want to make a case for this. And the folks that scheduled the BBC certainly complied quickly, but it did involve another country and their transmission site.
Yeah,
and
Oman.
So,
yeah, they were beaming it for 1 hour out of Oman. And it slowed down their response to us a little because they had to get both Oman and the BBC involved that they were wanting to change. But, you know, you're exactly right. The first two we got within about a week, and we said, well, we'd really like to get some more. And, boy, oh, boy, we got plenty more.
We got them. This is a person who's got a lot of influence on social media. And that's, you know, we're not huge on social media. We like shortwave, and he does too. But he was able to target those folks and get some feedback.
Oh, yeah.
And this is clearly not, you know, from, you know, my mama or grandma or something like that. These are, you know, identifiable individuals who are just saying, I can't hear it. It's being covered up by the BBC.
Well, I cut out a bunch of them and pasted them in the note that I sent to them saying, like, here's like 14. They're all saying the same thing. So where there's smoke, there's fire, regardless of what the map says. You know,
and that just goes back to the point of this international coordination and just overall generally trying to work with people, because we worked to really that involved at least three agencies. And
it got
resolved, and it all goes back to a broadcaster who was able to collect some data. And so this report, we've got somebody from Croatia who says it sounds good. And I wanted to point out in the little bit of time we have left, and I've seen a bunch of these recently, but this is in the most recent round of some response. We've got one here in Western New York working with an SDR radio, and he says, just figuring out the controls, but it sounds pretty good. And then there's another one that I really wanted to mention from Michigan, and the report is, I finally figured out how to work my shortwave radio. So,
it is.
And what that says is you've got new listeners. And VORW Radio International is a big part of that because they are bringing a lot of new folks that, I think a lot of them had shortwaves, didn't know what to do with them, maybe inherited them. They're sitting around somewhere. And I think many others, have gone out and bought handheld shortwave radios. And that's just nothing but good. And, Doc, we're out of time, so we're going to have to sign off for this go-around, and we'll do another one for show 522, all right?
Sounds good, Brady.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.